you think it takes rare creative genius to write a lyrically rich novel or paint a masterpiece, maybe think again. Until recently, the conventional thinking about artificial intelligence was that it would be limited to repetitive tasks and could only threaten jobs based on that kind of work. But in the past year alone, we've seen new language learning and image generating products which show that AI can also mimic creativity and take on art or writing projects. It's not perfect, but it's getting better over time. Derek Thompson, staff writer at The Atlantic, says we should consider a future in which people with creative jobs might also be displaced by AI. Derek joins us now by Skype. Hey, Derek, welcome back.
Good to be here. Thank you.
So people are talking about two apps in particular powered by AI. One is known as DALL-E 2. It's a language learning model. And then there's the language learning model chatbot called ChatGPT. For those of us who don't know about them, what can they do?
So DALL-E 2 is an image generator. That means you can write a text prompt. You can write a few words like, say, a chipmunk wearing a space helmet, flying around space in the style of Van Gogh. And this is a technology that will turn that text prompt into an image, sometimes a beautiful, sumptuous image, sometimes a hideously tacky image, but it is a text-to-image AI. ChatGPT is a text prompting AI. Basically, you can write prompts like, say, write a poem with iambic pentameter about the chipmunk in space, etc. You can ask questions about, say, the history of the Mongol army. You can ask it to write articles in the style of, say, Derek Thompson. And it will do that with what I consider astonishing human-like precision and flair. As you said, it's not perfect. It often gets things wrong. It's not as accurate as Wikipedia. It's not as talented as a great writer. But it is really gaining in leaps and bounds in terms of sophistication. And I think it should give us a little bit of anxiety around what we think of as the human-only domain of creativity.
Yeah, you've just given me anxiety. Thanks, Derek. So how have these technologies cracked the code to deliver these kinds of results? I mean, you know, I think of the great writers and, you know, yourself included, great artists. Like, that genius comes from, I don't know where, but how does AI do it?
It's a really great question. I'm very interested in the fact that in the history of science, we often see a lot of similar ideas break into possibility around the same time. So, for example, calculus and evolution were simultaneously invented by many people at the same time. The telephone was patented by two different people on the exact same day in 1876. Sometimes these magic-seeming technologies can really enjoy a kind of Cambrian explosion, and it makes you wonder, okay, why now? There's a couple reasons why. First, there's a new technology called transformer technology, which is essentially a deep learning tech that allows these kind of computer apps to take in a bunch of training material through a large corpus of internet data and essentially learn from it a kind of influence that they can use to respond to these prompts. The other is that there's been a hardware revolution in the kind of chips, the kind of software, the kind of chips that have been developed that allow these kind of learning processes for these bots to go faster. So it's been both a software and a hardware leap forward that has given us this incredible moment.
You know, the thing that I think about is this one key word in your piece, which is mimic, that these technologies mimic human activity. I mean, we can't go out and teach a kid to be a writing genius or an artistic genius. So how is it that, but you know, AI can do this, though it's only mimicking, as you point out. So I'm just wondering, human involvement is still really important.
Human involvement is very important. I think one interesting way to think about this is to imagine that I might write in the next few years in a way that the AI is the meat in a writing sandwich. So what does that mean? Well, let's say I want to write an article about new vaccine technologies that can vaccinate people against malaria. I can enter a prompt that says, how does this vaccine technology work? The AI can essentially deliver several paragraphs describing this technology of the malaria vaccine, and then I can edit that text that's given to me by the AI. So I'm on both ends of this equation. I am providing the prompt.
So you're still needed.
The editing. Yes, I will. I would like to think that I'm still needed. Yes, that's up to my boss to finally decide.
Okay, really quick, 2-second answer. Do you think this is threatening to people who really do creative work?
Now? No. Later? Who knows?
All right, we'll have you back on later then to give us more warnings. Derek Thompson, staff writer at The Atlantic, and he hosts the podcast Plain English. Thank you, Derek.
Thank you.